Hi, everybody. My name is Noel Michael Smith.
And hi, my name's Catherine Razumovskaya. You're tuned in to the Lofu Fitness Lifestyle Podcast. So, Noel, what is this Lofu thing that we're talking about?
Okay, sure. It's a fitness organization. Where it first started, Lofu actually first started off as a kickboxing, a kung fu and karate kickboxing club. I myself, my background is in martial arts and fitness, and over the years, over a period of time, we've merged the two things. So I was always doing my fitness classes, and I was doing my martial arts classes, and I just decided, well, why have the two separate? The martial arts class was always called Lofu, and the fitness class was called Club Energize. And Club Energize was kind of like an 80s name thing going on there. So I decided to merge the two, get rid of the Club Energize name, and just use that as an umbrella name that we just normally have on letterheads and our website and stuff like that. But now the whole Lofu thing means both. It means the fitness and the martial arts. And I'll tell you another thing about that before I hand it back over to you, Catherine, is that we've actually also merged the fitness and the martial arts closer together, which you'll discover as this podcast goes on and as we do other podcasts. We've merged them close together so that you've got a lot of the fitness elements in the kung fu and kickboxing, and then you've got a lot of the kickboxing elements in the fitness, and the fitness have benefit from that. I say the fitness has benefit from that more than the martial arts, the kung fu side of it, because the kung fu side of it, we always did do hard, stringent fitness exercises. But in the fitness, in the workout classes, it's only recent that we've introduced punches and kicks in the way that we're doing them right now. So that is the Lofu side of it. I hope you got all that, but over a period of time, I'm sure you'll get the hang of what we're doing here and what we stand for. But that is a Lofu side of it. Now,
but that kind of brings you on to the lifestyle point, because not with the martial art upbringing, it helps not just with the fitness aspect, but the more the mental, and it helps with the soul and helps you as a person develop.
Sure.
And that's something that you see throughout all your classes and, for example, your teachers, which we'll get onto.
Sure, sure. Yeah, well, as you are one of the teachers, Catherine, you would say that. But we'll cover Catherine's stuff in a minute. But, you know, the lifestyle, the fitness and the lifestyle thing, let's talk about the fitness first, because people have this whole thing, fitness, banding around, that they do fitness, they ride, they run, they do certain things. And I look around and see all this stuff is forced upon them. They do it because they feel they have to do it. They do it because they can compensate for how much they drunk that weekend, how much they ate that night, and so on. So they do this fitness thing, go in the gym and do this fitness thing because they believe they're not getting enough fitness in their life. But here's where our lifestyle thing comes into it now, because we don't believe that you should just do fitness for the sake of doing fitness. We believe that it should be a lifestyle. We believe that as you get up in the morning and brush your teeth, and I hope you do, it should be that you get up in the morning and you want to walk to work. You get up in the morning, you want to cycle to work. You get up in the morning, you want to do these things. These things are things that you...
Passion and drive, exactly, yeah.
These things are things that you want to do. People don't eat healthily because they don't like healthy food. Healthy food comes out and it looks green, and people look at food and think, hey, food ain't meant to be green.
Well, maybe they don't know.
Of course they don't.
Maybe they don't know what healthy food actually is. So I guess that's something what we need to sort of help out with.
We can help them out with that. But hey, you know, one day we'll get my sister in here, and because as growing up, I've got a sister that's 3 years older than me, and I was growing up, and I taught her a lot in the martial arts and fitness, and she sure as hell taught me a lot in the nutritional side of things, because she's an ex-bodybuilder.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, she's an ex-bodybuilder, and she needed to have the whole nutrition thing going on there. And I used to go to her competitions, and I used to admire those competitions, the organization behind them. And I may say she did the drug-free stuff, because you can go to some of these other competitions and you could tell they're doing there's a whole lot of steroid going on there. Yeah, so that is our fitness side of things, Yeah, Catherine, you got anything more to add to that?
Well, I guess what the podcast is about. So, well, I guess today what we will do is a rundown of what we've done in the last year and what's to come. No?
Well, yeah, that's a great way to start. I mean, we've done a whole load of stuff.
Huge amount of stuff.
And we're not going to cover everything that we've been doing, but we can cover most of it.
The highlights,
yeah. Good work, Catherine. We covered the highlights of the stuff that we've been doing today, doing this year. And
so all based in London, though, usually. Majority.
Yeah.
Majority.
Yeah, yeah.
We have outreached a bit.
Mm-hmm. And I'll say this here, forgive me, because you may be listening to this podcast, you could be listening to the podcast anytime, because podcasts should be endless, right? So as we're speaking now, it's 2014, so we're covering that, yeah?
How did we all kick off 2014 then? Colours?
Wow. Now, now, Katie Beth, and you may hear some stuff about Katie Beth over the coming podcast that we're going to be doing in the future. She introduced this. It was both our ideas. It was Katie Beth and my idea. And Katie Beth is one of my students, a martial artist. Actually, she's my partner as we're aww, speaking here. She's a great girl. Love working with her and just love interacting with her. And we brainstormed this idea that gradings are a great thing in the martial arts. I remember going to karate when I was a kid and wanting to get my next grade. I was one of these guys that wanted to get my next grade and to prove that I've got to this next level, this whole level.
It's the whole progression again, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Drive to do... Well, when you've got a goal...
Sure. Get it. Sure. So we wanted to introduce that into the fitness. In fact, I wanted to introduce this into the fitness a while ago, Catherine, but I didn't know how to do it. And Katie and I were going backwards and forwards with these ideas, and we stumbled upon this purely just by going, as I said, going backwards and forwards with the ideas.
Well, brainstorming helps with anything.
Sure.
Not just
in a
project room or in a team.
Absolutely.
In life.
Absolutely. So the idea of colours, this is where colours come from. When you're in a martial arts club, most martial arts clubs, predominantly the Japanese and the Koreans, they have a belt system that goes from, it tends to work from the lighter colours, i.e. you start with white belt and then your yellow, and ultimately you end up with your black belt. And then you go for your dans after that. But dans is another story. Dans is still when you go for a dan, you still have a black belt. It's just a higher degree of black belt. Some stars actually do call them degrees. So you've got your first, second, third degree and so on. And some stars call them dans. But they will amount to the same thing. So what we want to do is introduce that, and what we wanted to do is introduce that into the fitness so people can get a sense of well-being. They've done this thing. Yeah, I've done this. Now I can...
It's that achievement.
Yeah. I've got this sense of achievement that I've done this kick, I've done this hook, I've done this uppercut. I can move on to the next stage now. So that's where colours come in. But we've made it so you don't have to go to a grading panel to grade. You can do it in the comfort of your own home.
Oh, I think that helps a lot. Lots of people are so nervous to just have that place there, that hall where you have to grade, where you've got judges in front of you.
Sure.
Whereas only at home, it's only yourself and your family or your cat.
Yeah, yeah, but you find that people are still nervous with that. But I come back to that whole thing in a minute. we have people all over the world that tune in to what we do, because we have a workout system online that I'll tell you about soon. And what are these people going to do? They can't come to London each time they want to do a colour. So we had to come up with a system
to make it more accessible.
Yeah, that benefits them. So this is where colours can be done in your own home. And I'll tell you how. Catherine, do you want to explain how it works?
Yeah, so there's various colours, and just like the belts with the grading, and you demonstrate a technique, the jab, for example, cross punch, hook punch, uppercut, and you take a video of yourself doing this technique, slowly to start and then fast if you wanted to, just so that you we understand, or Lo Fu team understands, that you have grasped what it is to do that punch or to do that kick.
Sure, yeah. And you could put a video on a tripod, or you can get someone to hold the video, and it's totally up to you. And we have tutorials online. There's two places you can pick up the tutorial. You can pick it up on direct from our website. That's Club Energize, www.clubenergize.com.
With a Z.
Yeah, with a Z.
Z for Zulu.
Oh, you sure it's not a Z?
Zulu.
You sure it's not
Z?
Z for zebra.
Zulu.
Well, I gotta say, yeah, okay. So we call that Z or Z differently.
It's yeah? clubenergize.com.
Tomato, tomato sort of thing going on here. who cares, yeah? So anyway, it's spelled with a Z. And you go onto www.clubenergize.com, and you could pick it up through there. Just look, as you go onto the homepage, you would see some different... screenshots, and then you just click on
Club Energize TV. You've got that as well.
Yeah, but you don't click on Club Energize TV. You click on colours.
Ah, yeah, straight away. Yes.
Yeah, it's there. You click on colours.
Colourful buttons.
That's right. You click on colours
and keychains.
Yeah, that's right. So really easy to get to, or you can go straight to YouTube, because when you go to Club Energize website, it's streamed from YouTube anyway. So you can go direct to YouTube. When we have a YouTube page, and if you put in Lo Fu Colors online, you would just get that. Or you can just click on YouTube and put in Lo Fu Colors there and then, and you will get all the colors up. So what there are 12 techniques, and I'll try and go through these. There's jab, cross punch, hook, uppercut, front kick, roundhouse kick, side kick, back kick, and then we have reverse roundhouse kick, that's it. And then you've got alternate cross punches, and you've got side knee raise. So they're your 12 techniques, or was that 11? I think that could be 11, I'm not sure, but it's 11. Yeah. I think it's 11 techniques, so... You go through all of those, and the nice thing about this is that you don't have to do them like you've got in a martial arts grade. You don't have to do them belt by belt. So in the martial arts, if the yellow is next, you do the yellow. If the orange is next, you do the orange, and so on and so on and so on. It's down to you. If you feel that you want to cover your worst technique first, as worst as in the hardest one for you, say the reverse roundhouse kick, and you want to get that out of the way, you do the roundhouse kick. Submit it to us. It's just a mere £12 to submit that.
You can pay by PayPal.
It's one click and it's there. And submit it to us. You could submit it three ways. You could submit it by straight to my mobile, or you can do it through the internet, or you can do it through Facebook. If you do it through Facebook, mark it as private. Same if you do it through the any other media. Mark it as private. Naturally, if you do it straight through to my mobile, then it will just come. You don't have to do that, because that will just come straight to me. However, those of you people that are using anything other than an iPhone or an iPad may have a problem sending a file text on a text. If you're on an Apple device, then it automatically compresses it when you use iMessage. That's yes. It. Yeah, when you use iMessage, you just send it on iMessage, it does all the hard work for you, just compresses it, I get it at the other end, all good. So if you're on an Apple device, it's going to be really dead easy for you. If you're not on an Apple device, then you're going to have to maybe email it.
Get an Apple device,
and we'll cover that. Because we're Apple guys here. So we'll. And if you're an Android guy, please don't turn off. Because
I used to be one of them.
Yeah, I converted her. In fact, we have. I got to break up and just tell you that we had two girls offline. We were Catherine and I were just speaking about this. There was Catherine, and there was there's Sheila, and I was. Kept driving around with Sheila and kept going and doing classes with Catherine, and I see them struggling on their phone, and they're trying to get internet on their phone, and it's difficult. They're trying to get, and the worst thing, the last straw, was when I saw one of these girls pulling up their messages, their email, and they went in online. You know, like the old school when you had AOL or those things, and you used to
go via the internet.
Yeah, you used to go via the internet. You used to have to go onto the website. You used to have to put in your username and your password and go. These guys were doing this on their phone, and it was painful to watch. And I gave Sheila an ultimatum. I said, when your contract is up, if you don't get an iPhone, I can't work with you anymore because this is difficult.
Ouch.
Yeah, this is difficult.
That's serious.
Yeah, it was serious. It was bad. It was bad. And she had an Android phone as well. And look, if you have a Samsung Galaxy, I think it's called, that's Samsung's top of the range phone. And that's going to have all the bells and whistles, and that's going to do all the singing and dancing for you. However, if you have anything a little bit below those standards, you're messed up. You're messed up. Now, Apple don't work that way. All Apple's phone do the same thing, respectively. They do the same thing. So if you get an Apple phone, you're going to get all the immunities that Apple's got to throw at you. So that's where I am. That's where I stand on that side of the fence. Anyway, we'll cover that in future programs.
That's back to colours.
Back to colours. We kind of done with colours now. Yeah, is everyone happy with colours?
And yeah.
Yeah. Because colours is just like a martial arts grading system. Just to recap, you go online, you practice your colours. If you do one of the classes anywhere around the world, then you'd be fine. You'd be fine with that. You'll have the technique. Your teacher should be able to give you the right technique already, or have given you the right technique already. But if you don't do our classes, or you just do the workout online, then it's best to go to Colors, see the tutorials, and then follow those stringently, and then submit your whatever colour you want
to
submit.
Give feedback as well. So if nothing's not right, we'll give you feedback and we'll do it again.
Sure. And just for the record, who's on the colours video?
Katie Bath.
Who's the other person?
Me.
Yeah, Catherine. We've got Catherine. We've got two really pretty girls on the
make me blush.
I'm sure you've been called pretty already. Yeah, right. many times before. So we've got two really pretty girls doing that, and they do it really well. So please go there and take a look. Even if you not interested in doing colours and you just want to keep up with the technique, it's always a great place to go and do that stuff.
But yeah? Also, with the colours, it sets you up for the next stages as well. So
sure.
Teaching
sure.
a bit.
Sure.
Do you want to do that one, or do you want to go for something else first?
Well, we can go on to certification.
Yeah, let's talk about certification.
Because that just flows straight after colours.
Well, there's been a busy year for certification, not only in London, but
in Dubai as well.
Across the world. Wow.
I just want to tell you something about a few things about certification. Now, I've certified teachers in the past. In fact, I've been certifying teachers for quite a few years now. But I've never done a certification, an open certification, one where you advertise it and anyone can take part in that. And even this certification that I did had restrictions. It was our very first open certification. And what I wanted to do is to certify the ladies and gentlemen that have been doing my classes religiously,
followers,
but doing my classes and love what we do, and wanted to contribute and teach themselves some classes. So I opened the certification up to everybody, but there was a introductory level price, which the girls took full advantage of. I mean, if it's going for half price, why not? You're going to be a full certified low food fitness instructor, why not? And the certification is really good. I've traveled all over the world and I've trained with some great people out there, and our certification was on par, or if not better than some of the guys that I've trained with and some of the certifications that I've been on. I must say, I've also been on some real awful certifications. You see the bad ones and you say, hey, you know what, when I do my thing, it's not going to be like this. And you see the good ones and you say, yeah, when I do my thing, this is my benchmark. That's where I sit. That's the side of the fence I sit. This is my benchmark, and I don't want to have my standard any less than this. Yeah, it was great. Catherine is one of those people I certified a while ago, and I've also certified people like Sally Dobson. If you're listening to this podcast, Sally, hi, long time. And I've certified people, Adam Ketchell, and he's in Dubai. He's doing some great stuff in Dubai now. And there are a few other people I certified in the past, and they're off in different parts of the world doing some great. Yeah. There's what's that? What's her name? Christina.
Yes.
Yeah, Christina in the Czech Republic. I did a certification for her. Pauline Nittle in Northern Ireland. I did a certification for her as well. I also certified my sister, Anne-Marie Smith. She's eligible to teach. In fact, she's eligible to teach old school Club Energize, not the new school Lofu Fitness.
Old school.
Old school. So as she went, as Pauline Little is as well. In fact, I've got this great story. Pauline Little decided, she was a resident in London and decided to move to Ireland. She got married. She got married to an American and then moved to Ireland. Worked that out. I don't know about that. How can you work that out? She's Pauline Little, Scottish, right?
Okay.
Lives in London, got married to an American, and then moved to Ireland. Wow. Oh,
can't stop things.
No.
It just happened.
It does happen. Yeah. So she decided after many, many years, she's also an artist, a great artist, I've got some of her paintings, and she decided to work out, to go back into fitness. And this girl stopped teaching in the early 90s. So she decided to get back into fitness and went into a center. They gave her some work. And within 3 or 4 weeks, I told her, hey, you know what? Thanks, but no thanks. And I was told through a friend that she went in there doing old school 80s aerobics. That can't cut it, man. That can't cut it. I'm trying to fix her up and trying to get her up to speed with how we do things now. And that may be a trip over into Northern Ireland.
But field trip, yeah.
You come with me?
Yeah, why not? I've never been.
Catherine hasn't been anywhere.
Not true now.
Where you been?
I've been Paris.
And where else? Russia.
Russia.
And London.
Where you were born. And
you've been to Blackpool?
Yes.
Okay. For people out there who don't know Blackpool, Blackpool is up the north of England, way up in the north of England. It's a city. It's the British version to Vegas. But you guys in Vegas would come to Blackpool and laugh, man, because...
not so many bright lights.
No, not so many bright lights. They try to be like Vegas, but they fail miserably. But hey, the people up there are great. I love interacting with the people up there. Nice people, very endear people. Are great, great. Love them. So certification, yeah. So the certification was pretty good. It was a 3-day certification. The next certification, I've cut it down to 2 days. It was a 3-day certification. The first day, 2.5 days, I should say. Because Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And the Friday, they did the physiology and anatomy.
Big learning for everyone, I think.
Yeah, big learning for everyone. I had my pal... Chris McFadden come in there. He's a physio. We'll mention him. Get him on the show sometime as well. Get him on the show. Yeah, definitely. To talk about some body parts and how you can best hold yourself, position yourself. If you've got any injuries that you picked up from sport, how you can best help yourself on that. He's an amazing guy, and I've got lots of stories to tell about him. Personal stories, actually. So look forward to speaking about him and having him on the show. But getting back to certification, I think that certification went well. In fact, I know that certification went really well. After certification, I was on a high. And there was...
It ran really smoothly.
Of course it did. Yeah.
Like-minded people.
Hey, Catherine, you're modest. I've got to put a lot of that down to you and Katie Beth and Amy Cullerton, which is Sheila's daughter. And you three helped me out. And that's, oh, I forgot to mention, I certified Amy a while ago also. But you guys helped me out on that in a big way. I found my job so easy to do because you three were there and you had my back.
Mm.
You totally had my back. Did you feel like you had my back?
Yeah, it was. I thought it was a big team effort. And it was nice to have everyone sort of working together on the same page and doing what we love.
Sure, and definitely doing what we love. And it just goes to show, if you cover all the angles and you do the background work, then the show would run smooth. And Katie Beth is one, and you're one as well for doing that, aren't you, Catherine? I mean, you and Katie come out the same mold in that way.
Okay.
This is why I need...
Help.
Help. I need help. Help me. Help me out there.
It's a silent cry for help. Not so silent.
Yeah, it's great having you doing that stuff because I'm...
It's just a safety net. It just helps you do what you need to be doing and then...
Listen, my certification is awesome. Is awesome. And I work extremely hard on my certification. Actually, I've got to tell you about Dubai in a minute, but I work extremely hard on my certification and I don't turn off for a second. In fact, throughout the whole 2.5 days, I don't turn off. Even when I go to bed, I didn't turn off. My mind is on, what are these guys, what did they do today? What can I do to make that better? Did I have that thing going on tomorrow? Can I change that to this to make that better? Can I bring this bit forward because they weren't learning that as easily as I thought they would? Is their fitness not up to scratch? Do I need to, you know, all these things are going through,
yeah.
All these things are going through my head in the night. And when I wake up the next morning, I'm spinning because I've got all these things that I want to give them. But it's great having Catherine, Amy, and Katie Beth there, because although I've got all these things spinning, I can go off on a tangent. And they keep it all contained, stick to the structure. And I'll say to them, okay, here's the structure that we've got written down, the itinerary that we've got written down. But yesterday, they didn't do this so well. They didn't do that so well. So I want to bring this thing forward a little and maybe move that thing to the end or add this thing and we could do without that thing because that thing is not that important and we need to get these guys teaching by the end of the weekend. So I worked extremely, the girls worked hard. And they allow me to, you allow me to work hard, Catherine, because you did all that other stuff.
Mm.
And if I had to do all that other stuff, that would detract away from my ability to get the best out of these people.
That's the thing, these you just people. Let it flow.
Sure. You so
also stayed behind with quite a few, was it?
We had Aziz from France. And I forgot which district he is. He was from France, some little town in France. And he was a great guy. He came over, but he only came over for 2 days. A bit strange, really. If he was going to choose 2 days, he should have chose the Saturday and the Sunday. But he chose the Friday and the Saturday because the Friday was just half a day. And that was the physiology. But he could have done with knowing, getting right down into more
the teaching,
physical,
yeah.
More the teaching side of things. Yeah. So we had him, but I stayed behind. I stayed behind for an extra, Catherine, both of us did. We stayed behind for an extra two or three hours doing some work with him. And I hope he's doing really well because I haven't heard from him.
I've seen those videos.
You've seen some?
Yeah. He always posts videos on his Facebook page.
I think I saw one, but I thought it was slow, man.
Needs a visit.
If you're listening, I was looking at your video and I was just trying to speed the music up for you. Yeah, I was just, because the whole idea of low food fitness is repetitive punching and repetitive kicking. So I always use this example here now. If you go in your fridge to get a carton of milk, yeah? You're going to get a carton of milk. you stretch your hand out, you take the milk, and you pull it out of the fridge. If you do that 5 times a day, is your hand, your arm going to get any more defined? It isn't, because you do it slow. Yeah, you do it slow, unless you've got a 10 kilo carton of milk. But you put your hand in the fridge, you pull it out. And if you look at putting your hand in the fridge and pulling it back, the same as a punch, if you punch out, the speed that you put your hand in that fridge to grab that milk bottle, and then you pull it out again, and you're doing that all the time, every time you go to a class, you get nothing. The exercise value you get from it is minimal. If you punch out and you pull back and you're doing it slow, you're getting zero, in my opinion. You need to do that rapidly. You need to do that with speed. So what I do is kick the BPM up, no less than, I start, the minimum speed I start on my cardio is 155, but even that I find slow sometimes. But it was slow. I just said that guy needs to take the BPM up, and he needs to give his class some shake him up a little. But other than that, it was good. You know, he seems, you know, the guy, his teaching skills look good.
Strong.
Really strong. The only criticism I would have is that whole tempo thing, mm-hmm. but I love his teaching skills. Remember when he did a teaching session here, when I gave him a teaching session to do, and he was speaking French.
Oh, that's amazing.
Oh, that was beautiful. That was beautiful.
We love the languages here, don't we?
Yeah, yeah. There's some accents, there's some languages I love. I love, Catherine, say some Russian. Say, I love all you people out there in Russian.
Я вас всех там очень люблю.
I didn't hear that. Say it clearer. Say it again.
Я вас всех люблю очень много.
Oh, man. Yeah. Have you seen that John Cleese movie, A Fish Called Wanda?
No.
Yeah, A Fish Called Wanda, John Cleese. And watch that movie. And one of my favourite... I mean, John Cleese is a British actor, but he wasn't one of my favourite. But the girl I'm going to mention now, oh, man, I love this girl. Jamie Lee Curtis. She is beautiful. She has got a great physique, a great personality. I don't know this girl personally. I would love to meet her. I would love to meet her. Jamie Lee Curtis, great actress. She was in that movie. There was a part where John Cleese is with a lady. No, I think it's John Cleese that could speak Russian.
Okay.
And Jamie Lee Curtis is in the room with him, and they're about to get on with some stuff, and he starts speaking
Russian.
He starts speaking Russian.
Rah, I need to see this.
And she just melts, man. She just totally melts with that accent.
I need to use that.
Yeah, yeah. So, Catherine, try and find a guy who melts from Russian.
Right. Yeah. Point taken.
Point taken. So yeah, so Aziz, yeah, he did the certification and he went back to France. I've not heard of him since. As Catherine said, she's seen lots of his DVDs, videos, he posts them online. I've only seen the one, so I'll take a look and have a look and see if I can see some more. And it was a great experience. The certification was a great experience. I would say this, that if you planning on doing certification, book up. Because we have just finished an event, which I'll tell you about later, and I'm sure it's going to be oversubscribed. So you guys need to get on that.
Get your places quick.
Yeah, get your places quick. Now, how can you book up a certification? You can go on the website.
www.clubenergize.com. That's Club Energize with a Z. Let's not go into this again.
All right, so... So you go do that and just click on the PayPal button and pay your money. There is a price for that. Let me see if I can find it. Catherine, you want to cover some stuff while I try and have a look for this price here?
Well, should I cover next certification where it is?
And what to Yeah. Go for it.
It's going to be in April? Goodness.
January, February, March, April.
April. Again, it's going to be over a weekend, and
We're doing 2 days this time. We're cutting out the third day. We're going to put the anatomy in Saturday morning, before or after one of the classes. I'm not too sure about that, but it will be over 2 days, Saturday and Sunday. And yeah, it's going to be held at King's College University. Yeah, King's College University.
The King's Sports Centre. So it's on the Waterloo campus. They've got a revamped little gym there, in just off Waterloo Station, just near Waterloo Station. So very central in London, the burning hot city of London, as we like to call it, right?
Yeah, definitely, without a doubt.
Yeah, it's a beautiful little centre now that they've revamped. You got the price?
Yeah, I've got the price. So here's what we're going to do. We have a couple of prices here for you. So, you know, we mentioned colours. And if you were to do colours, yep, what have we got? If you were to do colours on its own.
So, on its own, £392.
Just bear with us. We're just reading this. No, that's certification. Right, that's certification.
That's 132.
Yeah,
for the colours, £132 for the 11 colours.
Excuse me, guys. We're just reading this off right now. So, if you were to do colours, if you were to do all 11 colours, and it is 11 colours.
Yeah.
We've got 11 colours there.
So it's £132.
£132. So that will be 11 12s, right?
Yeah.
Am I correct on that?
Yeah.
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 I can do my maths.
Right. It's good. It's good to know.
So if you were to do all 11 colours straight off, and you need your colours, we mentioned this before, I think we mentioned it before, Catherine.
Yeah, you're going to need it. Well, it'll help you, and not only, it's just going to be your basis for the whole day.
Yeah.
Because the whole day is based around
those techniques.
Well, the whole Lofu fitness is those techniques,
yeah.
Just in combination.
Yeah, four punches, four kicks. There are additional things, but they are the main things you need to learn. And all that you need to learn is in Lofu colours. So go online and learn those colours and submit your colours. As I'm saying right here and now, if you were to do all, because most people don't do that. Most people pay £12 and then £12 and £12, spread out throughout the year. But if you haven't done that, you need to do all the colours and submit them to us, and all in one go. It's £132.
You don't have to submit just one at a time. You can submit more than one at a time.
Yes. So then we've got the price of certification, which is £260. Yeah? So that's certification price, £260. So let's just say you did colours throughout the whole year and you just love colours, and you did them throughout the whole year, and you were so good at colours, you thought, you know, I'm really great at this stuff, or I'm good at this stuff, because great's a big word, I'm really good at this stuff, I would like to certify. Your certification for the weekend, that's not including accommodation, you've got to find accommodation and get to us, mind you, is £260 for the certification, and I think that's a great price, that's an amazing price.
Mm.
Look up certifications now and see what you can get for that. You get pretty substandard stuff for that, and you're going to be learning a lot. You'll learn a lot on our certification.
Remember, right? So it's not just the fitness, it's the lifestyle.
Absolutely. And we teach you a whole lot as well, not just, as Catherine just said, we don't just teach you the fitness. We clearly don't teach you lifestyle. Lifestyle comes with learning that, and just come with just being a part of that. And
nurture it, though.
Yeah. You know, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. What did you say, Catherine?
Nurture.
Good word. So we've got those two prices. So do your maths, yeah? 260 plus
132.
£392.
Yeah.
£392. That's what the certification is going to cost you if you were to do certification and colours all in one go. £392, right? I don't know what it is in dollars if you're in the States. But you've got to convert that. If you've got an iPhone, it's easy to convert. If you've got any other phone, I'm not sure. So, or you can do it online. It's easy to convert online. I have these things
just
online
Google
you
it.
Can do. Or, yeah, Google it.
Google it.
Google it. You like to Google, don't you?
I love to Google.
Yeah. Google annoys me.
You prefer Siri, right?
Anyway, yeah, Siri tells me everything, man. Siri gives me all the answers.
I fell out with Siri.
Yeah, because you don't know how to speak properly.
I beg to differ.
You speak part Russian and part English.
I mumble.
So here we are now. So £392 if you did the both. But guess what? Guess what?
What?
Here it is. I've got something for you. If you did both and you want to submit all your colours and sign up for certification at the same time, this is going to cost you £325.
Rah, savings.
Yeah.
Savings.
You get a massive discount on that. A massive discount. What's that discount?
Oh, goodness.
Do your maths, girl.
I know, right? I studied maths as well.
She studied maths. She got a degree. Yeah, she got a business degree. This girl is bright.
Yeah.
Have you not worked it out yet?
I can't do mental arithmetic.
You know what she's doing? She's picking up her calculator.
I am.
She's picking up, what's the world coming to, man? The world's coming to nothing.
392.
Yeah. So what's she doing? So she's here.
£67. I was just trying to...
A £67 discount. Yeah? So that's where you are on that. And yeah, sterling currency, 67 UK pounds. And if you're in Australia, I don't know what it is in Australian dollars. If you're in America,
just Google it.
I don't know what it is in American dollars. And if you're in Jamaica, only heaven knows, because their money out there has just gone silly. I mentioned Jamaica, that's where my mother's from. Beautiful country of Jamaica, but I'll come to that some other time. But so yeah, that's certification, and the venue is great. If you're coming from overseas, or even if you're coming from another part of England, I love London. I look, people, everyone loves their home city. I hope you love your home city, because where you come from is important. It's your identity. It's you. But my house is just on the outside of London, because London is... I was born in London. My parents still live in London. And I just choose to live just on the tip of London. And it's just a stone throw away. I just need to travel a little bit on a train, and then I'm in the thick of things. I do a lot of my work in London. And I was born in that place, and I still cannot get over how beautiful it is. It's an amazing, vibrant place to be, and I thank my lucky stars. I thank my every single day that I'm here, and I was brought up in this place, and it's an amazing place to be in. I've had some great times, and I will have some more great times to come. And you will hear about some of those great times that we've had, both in my personal life and my fitness and martial arts life. It's been a ball. It's been a ball. Absolute. Great time. But we have to get back on track.
Yeah, let's go from one city to another. From one hot city to another extremely hot city, Dubai. Certification there.
Wow.
That's recent.
Yeah, Dubai.
Quite recent.
Well, we'll go back to Adam Ketchell, who... We spoke about when Adam's been teaching Low Fu Fitness, or Club Energize as it was then, now Low Fu Fitness, and he's been teaching this in Dubai for a while. He went over there to do some other job. I think it was to do with the driving or something to do with that effect, because I know he's heavily into driving. And his career took a turn, and he got more involved in the fitness, and he was always involved in the fitness when he was here with me. We did some great competitions together, martial arts, going all over England. With our students and competing all over the country, but he moved to Dubai, and I was sorry to see him go, but he's doing some great things out there. And for a while we've been saying, Adam, we need to do something. We need to get certification going on out there. And we were going to do this whole certification thing when he phoned me up and said, there's a lady who runs courses out there, and she's interested in what we're doing here. So I spoke to Judith, who runs Career Sport. That's the company. I might as well give her a plug because she's a great girl. She runs Career Sport, and they do certifications, all different types of certifications. And so we went out there, and I wanted to take one of my girls out there because, you know, what you want the luxury, don't you? Of course you want the luxury. I want one of my girls to come out there to just look after me and do all the stuff that that I'm accustomed to here. I had, heaven knows, I had three girls here doing it for me. So just to take one out there would be great. We couldn't get the logistics done with that, and it was looks like it wasn't going to happen. So, and I wanted it to happen, and Judith wanted it to happen, and Adam wanted it to happen. So all these people wanted it to happen, but they were... So we had to compromise on some stuff. So I just said to my team, you know, I'm going to go out there and do it myself. And it ain't a problem. I could go out there and do it myself. And I said, the only thing I need from you, Adam, is somebody who can keep me on track with the timekeeping and somebody who to deliver the physiology and anatomy, because we have all that on paper. Chris McFadden puts it on paper for us and we just get someone else to deliver it. So that's what he did. And I went out there, did a 2-day certification out there, and it was a bore. These guys worked really, really hard. And I've got to say this, Catherine, and just like the certification here, a lot of tears, a lot of crying. And you know,
it's good tears.
Yeah,
it's not... Oh my gosh.
It is good tears because they wanted it.
Yeah.
They wanted it. At one stage, I told them, I said this to them, I'm not happy and I'm going to take every living certificate back home with me if I don't get better. And they came back that Sunday morning on fire. They were a new set of people on that Sunday morning.
It's great. It's great.
Yeah. New set of people. And I'm so proud of them. And Adam has got some of them teaching over there now. And I hope they all go. Yeah, wow. I hope they all go on and teach because they deserve it. And there's a guy out there that was on the course. I'd love to remember his name. And if you're listening to this, I really apologize. Your name's eluding me right now. And being the only guy on the certification, I really should remember your name. But when he went on stage, and he was doing his thing on stage, because they all have to get up on stage and do some kind of teaching so I can see what they're doing. Catherine, I've got to say, I didn't even want him to do any low food fitness. Just stay on stage and do your thing. Because he just had the presence. Yeah. He had the smile, he had the moves, he had it wasn't moves like he was trying to be a Michael Jackson or yeah. or a Justin Timberlake. He was just doing his thing in his own modest way.
That's brilliant.
It was fabulous.
Having your own identity up on stage is super helpful.
It was fantastic. If this guy's not teaching now, it's a crime. It's a crime. Yeah, he had...
Stuck at teaching now.
Yeah, he had lots to learn. He came in and said, what can I better myself on? And I just looked at him and said,
that's
well...
Great.
Yeah, he did. When I gave him a certificate, he was generally asking, what can he better himself on? I gave him a few pointers and I said to him, look, man, you just go on stage and be yourself. And all the rest would come because he was there.
That's the thing. So many people, when they do teach, they start teaching in the same style as how they've been taught.
Yeah.
But something that you've taught us all is just to have your own angle, have your own identity, have your own way of teaching.
Sure.
For example,
sure.
Your daughter.
Sure.
Sure.
Yes.
With her dancing.
Well, of course. Well, this is it, Catherine. You, Sheila, maybe, and a few others have benefited, like I've benefited from a mentor. I've mentored you like I've mentored the people I've said that I've certified on their own in the past. I've really mentored them, and that would be a better word than saying in inverted commas that I've certified them. I've actually mentored them because they've just followed me around like a shadow, and that's fine. Because that's what I did to my instructor. I followed him around like a shadow and I learned from him. And yeah, I was teaching like him. But after a while, you think, this is me. This is my thing and I'm going to teach like me. And that's what I think you got now, Catherine.
Mm.
And that's in abundance. And great, because when I leave you in my class now, I tell people I'm going away. Who's teaching? Catherine's teaching. Fine, they will turn up. I don't tell people with other teachers because they won't turn up. They won't give the teacher a chance.
No, it's that sort of fear, like, what am I going to have? Oh, yeah. What cover teacher? Oh.
But the problem is that ever since I've been teaching, Tony Lloyd taught me this, my first instructor. Ever since I've been teaching fitness, I've always put one of my own in. This is why I trained up Pauline. This is why I trained up my sister Anne-Marie. This is why I trained up Adam Ketchell. This is why I trained up Nikki Felix. This is why I trained up Sally Dobson. To put my own people in. I had, it was very short-sighted of me, but I had no intention of doing certification, massive certification back then, which I should have had. Adam and I said we should have done it back then. But you know what? Everything's for a reason and a time. But these guys, when I went away, because you can't teach every single day of the week, all year round. So there's times when I have to take a holiday and stuff. I'm hardly ever ill. I can count the times I've been ill on one hand, really, throughout my years.
Yeah.
But there are times when you are, and somebody needs to step in there. And I don't want a bozo stepping into my class who don't know his hand from his foot, teaching my workout. Because I've got specifics in my workouts, and that needs to be put across to people. And
it's representing yourself.
Sure.
Representing.
Sure.
Us.
Yeah. And what these guys don't understand is that if I didn't have somebody in to teach my class, it's one of ours, regardless of whether they're the high standard or not, who are they going to get in? What other teachers do, they tell the centre, I'm away this time. They give the centre good notice, like a month. And then the centre may find one of their other teachers. And the teacher may have no idea. No idea, because they might be good at teaching their field. Like, for instance, if you get someone who's a Pilates teacher, can they come in and teach low food fitness? No, they're not going to. They're going to do a kind of Pilates workout.
Mm.
Just like I want to go. I ain't going to go in and teach a Pilates class because I can't. I'm not going to do that. That's not my thing. We're the masters of what we do.
Yeah.
And we're not the masters of anything else. We're not the jack of all trades. We master what we do. And low food fitness is vast. So although we master what we do, it's extremely vast. So
applicable, it can help.
Pardon?
It's applicable. You can apply it to other things. It will help you.
Talk up, girl. I can't hear you.
It will help you with other sports or other classes.
Can you hear her out there? Say it again.
The low food fitness, when you take the class, when you teach it, or when you actually do the class, you understand, it will help you understand the other classes a little bit more, because you focus on so much. It's so broad.
Sure.
If that makes any sense.
Yeah, it makes sense now. We can hear you.
Sorry.
All right. She has this problem, right? She'll be saying something to me. Noel, I've got this thing to tell you, and it was about the other day.
Mumble. Yeah.
What's that about, man?
I speak mumble.
Well, we've got a whole load of people out there listening to us, and they need to hear. You remember, it's not a visual thing. They can't see your hands moving all over the place. Yeah?
Yes.
Great.
See, learning experience for everyone. Sure. Every day.
Sure.
This one's mine.
Yeah. So that certification in Dubai, and Dubai was really hot, and it's a good place to go to, and it's surreal. We will get Adam on this podcast sometime. We could link up there and then in Dubai, and he can tell us all about what's going on out there himself. And Adam could talk more than I can, man, and that's saying
that
something.
Is that possible?
Yeah, that's possible. That's possible. He's got a Liverpudlian accent. And if you guys, I know some of you guys out there follow football, and when I say football, I'm speaking football that you kick around with a round ball on the floor.
Soccer.
Don't call it soccer. Do not call it soccer. That's a horrible name. Now, Americans do that, and that ain't right. That ain't right. It's not soccer. It's football. Football is when you play a game. Listen. I love the Americans, but I'm telling you this. They got this wrong. When you play a game called football, the bulk of the movement should be with your foot and the ball on the floor. You can't run all over the pitch with the ball in your hand and call it football when you kick it every now and again. How does that work?
That's rugby.
That's rugby, all right. Okay. Anyway, we've digressed. So
that's certification for you, in a nutshell.
Yeah, that's certification. Big nutshell.
But if you don't want to do certification, you don't want to go to that level of teaching, there's always things like training day that we did and do.
Yeah.
Exciting this time, though.
Well, training day 2014 was great. Training day came about by accident, really. We had this class called Super Sunday. Do you remember
Super
that?
Super Sunday. That was yeah, good.
It was. It was a great class. It was an hour and a
Taking
half.
Taking it to an extreme.
Yeah, it was an hour and a half workout. And I did Super Sunday, and it was a closed class, really, if you like. You had to be invited. It was an invitation class. It actually worked quite well, didn't it, Catherine?
It was really good.
Yeah, you had to be invited.
It's like the elite.
Sure, it was a serious elitist class. In many ways, it was better than Super Sunday, because with that, you had people who never messed up.
No.
And people who were just on it, bam, bam, bam.
Well, it pushes you to the limits.
Sure.
Then.
And so they were able to be pushed. Yeah, they were able to be pushed. But we Super Sunday became unfinancially viable. It had to come to an end.
Sadly.
So what we did, we decided to run a one-off event, and we called it Training Day. Because we merged about two Super Sundays in that, and then in amongst those Super Sunday workouts, we would have technique and show them other aspects of the martial arts, i.e. the form. Form is a kata. If you do karate, it'd be kata. If you do kung fu, maybe form or pattern. Either one of those three words would do you, but most people know it as a kata. We do that as well. We show them our first kata. We break boards. I teach you, and Catherine and I, we both do it. We both teach you how to position your foot, how to put your foot through a board, how to connect properly, where the power comes from. Because when you do low food fitness, you're kicking thin air most of the time. So
you don't understand what you're doing. Yeah. And that just helps bring that understanding.
Sure.
A little bit clearer, yeah.
Kicking a pad is always good. That gives you great understanding also. Yeah. But kicking a board gives you a great sense of direction of where the foot's
and
going.
And achievement. Achievement, like, I can do this.
Yeah.
Just another sort of hurdle.
Yeah.
That confidence boost that, yes, my technique is so good. Or, yes, I can do this. What else can I do?
Sure. So we do things like that. Choreography. So you learn new choreography on training day, and more choreography. So I try to work it so that you have a real grit and bear it class, a real grind out the techniques, I should say. So bam, bam, bam class, and then the second one, I would say more technique based, more choreography. More pattern-based, and so they're different. But I always do the hard one at the start of the day because I want to wake them up.
Of course.
Yeah, they come in all groggy and just wake them, shake them up, and then set up the whole day. Yeah,
of course, get them energized.
Yeah.
But the good thing about this, the last training day, was just seeing the, we had new people, completely new to low-food fitness.
Sure.
So it wasn't just for people who, you know, regularly go to your classes who just want to see what they can learn more, but it was for people who just for as a taster, almost like a taster day for them.
Sure. So we have more instructors now locally, so training day would even bring more new people to training day. But we'll stay on Training Day 2014 for the moment. What were your highlights, Catherine?
For me, it was the board breaking, just getting everyone to break that board. It always is, because just to see them progress from, oh, I'm not so sure if I can do this, to, yes, I can go through this board, I can do this. And just the confidence and the happiness that you see on their faces when they've completed it, it's just brilliant.
Mm.
And, yeah, and you're your daughter doing her little dance. It's amazing.
Yeah, Jasmine. Yeah, she did do a nice little number there.
Yeah.
She might be making an appearance 2015 in a different form, so we'll see. I'm not going to tell you any more about that because we still need her. I have to book her up. She's a busy girl. She's been in LA and New York about three or four times already.
Wow.
Dancing out there.
She's great.
Yeah. Great. So she's traveling all over the world doing her thing. So I got to book her up for this stuff. Yeah, she just won't. Just can't drop everything for a mere dad. So that's the highlight for me.
Yeah, what about you?
Highlight for me was giving them their certificates and how much they appreciated.
Of course, yes.
The certificates. And you can tell on people's faces it was genuine appreciation.
Mm.
So anyway, yeah, giving those people a certificate, and I was going to mention, there's a doctor, well, we have three doctors that do my classes, but we have Dr. Bella. His actual first name is Bella. His second name, no one ever could pronounce it, so he just calls himself Dr. Bella, and everyone just uses Bella for his first name and his second name.
Oh.
Yeah.
Kind of like me.
So what did you say?
Kind of like me.
Kind of like you. Yeah, maybe. But you should just use his second name and get people to get used to it. And that's what you do.
That's true. What you do, right? Yeah.
So he put his certificate amongst his diplomas in his office.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah. He brought me into his office. I got a picture of it. I don't think I posted it online. I've still got it on my phone. But he put his... He's got all these diplomas from all over the world.
Aww.
And my one was there in the middle. Crazy. I wanted. You know what?
That's the cover for this.
We're talking about crying. And
emotional.
I wanted to cry when I saw that.
Aww.
Yeah, I wanted to cry when I saw that. So that was really nice.
It's touching. Yeah.
Yeah. So we've just. We're talking about
training day,
and we've got training day
2015 coming soon.
Wow! Now,
I know.
before I've almost forgot something, Catherine.
Oh,
before we talk about 2015,
uh-huh.
Remember when we went to see the venue for 2014?
Yes,
that venue in Vauxhall.
Yes.
Listen, we came across the rudest guy. The guy was rude. Guy was rude. Anyway, yeah.
He
didn't apologize, and it even went on after we agreed that he didn't give us any changing, any locker space. We couldn't use the showers. We couldn't do it. My girls use the showers anyway. I told them they can use the showers. I'm not going to stop people that have been working out for 5-6 hours not to use a shower. That's crazy. So yeah. So we decided not to go back there. That was, and when I went back there, just told a guy. Just say to the guy, thanks, because I'm like that. Although it was rude, I'm go back and say thanks for letting us use your facility. The guy didn't even thank me or shake my hand or anything. The first thing he said is that you had too many people in a room. Now, we had exactly the amount of people that we agreed on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy. So we won't be going back there.
But next year...
Where are we going?
We're going University of East London Sports Dock. It's the satellite home of the Olympic US basketball team. So when there was the Olympics in the, was it 2012, wasn't it? London Olympics.
2012?
It was 2012.
Well, the Olympics is every 4 years. So is that going to be 2010 or 2012?
I think it was 2012. Yeah, that's where the US Olympic team... Taekwondo and the basketball team had their practice sessions there.
Hold on then, when was the World Cup?
Don't ask me, I don't do football.
No, it might not be 2012, you know.
I think it was 2012. I think I remember I'm a visual person, I think I remember the designs.
2014, what did we have this year? We had the World Cup this year, did we?
I don't know football. Football just goes way over my head.
Yeah, but how you gotta run it is that they run 2 years in succession. Mm-hmm. So every two years you've got one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless, every 2 years you've got one of them. So it's 4 years for the World Cup, 4 years for the Olympics.
Okay.
But they run 2 years apart. That makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
And I know that we had the World Cup not so long ago. I think...
No, Olympics, it was 2012. You sure? 2012, yes, I'm very positive. I remember working in Covent Garden at that time, yes.
So is the World Cup this summer?
I don't know.
I think it was this...
Maybe. Time is just going so fast, I don't know.
It was the World Cup 2014? I don't know, man. I think it was. I think it was it was 2014.
Okay.
So the next Olympics is when?
Oh, I don't know how long they... Is it every...
It's every four years. I just told you it's every 4 years. Okay, are you with us? Are you
I am with you. I am with you. Sorry.
Crazy,
is that,
man.
That's the winter or is that the summer again?
The summer.
Okay.
I'm just talking about the Summer Olympic. Okay. I don't do bobsleigh, man.
Oh, I do. I'd love the cold.
Yeah, you're Russian. It's all cold. My parents are Jamaican. I'm Jamaican from the descent, so I like that. I like the heat, the burning hot heat. Yeah, Catherine's in my office right now. Is it hot here?
It's very warm. Very warm.
Yeah, like the tropics.
It's like a sauna.
All we need is some plants.
Not used
some
to this.
Tropical plants, man. Anyway, let's get back on track because we diverged
Sports
a little
bit. University of East London, that's the new venue. It's huge and amazing. It's predominantly government funded as well, so it's got a lot of facilities in there. Beautiful place, loads of rooms, loads of space, high profile, and yeah, we're just super excited to get in that venue and do 2015, which is going to be bigger and better, right?
Yeah, definitely. The Americans used it for something, didn't they?
Well, the Olympic US basketball team.
Did you say that already?
Yeah, I have.
Weren't I listening?
No. How are you?
okay, man.
Touché.
All right. So we've got...
That's coming.
And we've got training day.
Mother's Day.
Yeah, it's Mother's Day. It'd be Mother's Day in the UK. So, if you've got a mother that likes low food fitness... Buy her that present.
Yeah.
Go online and purchase a ticket. And the tickets are £30. I think you may have to pay more online. But if it's more online, it'll only be a pound or so. And yeah, do that. Or you can get your tickets through any of the teachers. So if you do a low food fitness class, you can purchase your ticket through them.
We've got quite a few teachers around, haven't we, now?
Yeah.
After the certification that we ran.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Quite a few classes around London.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right. So, next thing we need to go through is grading.
Oh, I love grading.
Grading. What is grading? We spoke about low food colours. Now, grading is your authenticity to that. The real deal. This is because most of the stuff we spoke about up to now has been about the fitness, and this is where we get deep down into the authentic martial arts. Now, it is a big part of our setup in body, in mind, in soul, in ethos, in what we think and believe in terms of the amount of classes we do. It's not a big setup physically in the amount of classes we do. We only have two martial arts classes because I discovered that Adam teaches one in Dubai. So we only have two authentic martial art classes. And Catherine actually doesn't attend any of them. Catherine gets one-on-one training from me every Monday. And she does very well with that. She can deal with fighting skills, and that's where the class would help her. But that she's getting everything else. I mean, I fight with her when I can, but it's hard to fight with somebody and coach them at the same time. It's like a boxing coach, and he's got to get up on a ring and fight with his, his person each time he wants to coach him. You can't see what the movement's going on there. So it's a little bit difficult in that respect. So it's nice to maybe we can see if someone else does it and find a sparring partner for you in the gym where I teach you. But she's done very well. Catherine, I'm really ecstatic with what she's doing. And I won't say too much about that, but we'll just see where that goes.
Okay, man.
Yeah. But grading day is when we have all the kids that do my martial arts and all the adults that do my martial arts, predominantly kids and teenagers, and they come and they grade for their next colour belt. And our gradings are quite spectacular. And it's a spectators event. And my students come there and they put on a performance for the spectators. And the spectators are family and friends and anyone else who want to come in to have a watch. So, and they love what we do. We start off with a fitness workout, and that's really different to what I've been brought up to in the martial arts world. We do a whole fitness workout, 10, 15 minutes of that, to music, get them all warm up, get the parents all hyped up and get everyone involved in it, let the parents see exactly what their kids can do. And we do the whole thing to music, jab, 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 cross, uppercuts, jumping, roundhouse kicks, the lot. It's all there in the, it's a really martial arts fitness workout, straight for our Lofu fitness combined with the music is hot, really, really hot. And we have the whole hall full with kids and adults doing that, and they're all moving in harmony together. It's great to see the mothers and fathers working out alongside their children. It's a blessing. And then we will go through what we call the creed, because the creed is important to us, and it's a bunch of words that I demean it when I say a bunch of words. It's words that sums up who we are and what we stand for, and we get. Sheila reads out and then everybody repeats after. And then we go through the grading, some technique, and then we break off from the techniques, and then we go through to some games. Some adults can play some games, some kids can play some games, and we just mix and match
little challenges, yeah.
And little challenges, yeah, some strength challenges, and it's just mixing and matching it, and it's an awesome day. It really goes very quick, very quick. We try to keep it short as well. We start at 9, finish at 12. Keep it short. Boom, 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 boom.
You've changed the syllabus now, haven't you?
Yeah. The syllabus.
Recent one.
The syllabus was a bit long, and the reason why the syllabus was long before because it was the grading was different, and
okay.
it was people were able to do it. People have changed as well. I made the syllabus. I cut the syllabus down and just put techniques in there that I know that's going to enhance and benefit each student. And that's where that comes from.
Fantastic. And then there's, on the top of that, challenge. Lofu challenge.
So we've got Lofu Challenge, which is a martial arts competition. We used to do martial arts competitions. As I mentioned, Adam, when Adam was here, we used to go and do a lot of competitions. And we used to get, in our opinion, robbed. I know everyone would say that. But when I was doing a competition once, I had one of my students, Ryan, and he was fighting, and something happened, and this other guy's coach ran on the mat. He ran on the mat, and I honestly, I couldn't bring myself to run on the mat. I had that respect.
Yeah.
I have that respect for the martial arts.
Yeah.
But what I did, I feared for Ryan's safety. And I just pointed to the referee and said, the guy's run on the mat. And I kept saying this, the guy's run on the mat. Over and over again, the guy's run on the mat. They didn't seem to see the problem. But it's like, going back to boxing, it's like somebody running onto the boxing ring. in a full-flown
belt. Yeah, no one does that. You can't do that.
The guy ran on the mat. I couldn't believe it. I keep saying this, but up to this day, I cannot believe it. And Katie Beth does a lot of competitions now, and she comes and tells me stories about people fighting and this and that. The whole thing has gone out of it. You know, I know Superfoot Wallace, Neville Ray, these are big names. I've met Benny the Jet. I did a training day with him. Met him when he came to London. Had a great session. Nice talks with him. Billy Blanks, Steve Brewerton. I can't remember his first name. Brewerton. You know, these guys are great fighters. These guys are great martial artists, and they would never go on the mat. They would never argue. They would never argue with a referee.
Yeah.
These guys are true warriors, and they have the utmost respect for the martial arts and for themselves. And so we run our own competition. Yeah, Diverse again. We run our own competition, and we do it once a year. Martial arts is geared around enhancing the human being, the man, the woman, the child, enhancing them. And it's not about doing competition after competition, because the way it's going now, it's all gone down, it's all gone to the dogs. And I don't want to be a part of that. So we run our own, and I love my competition. I had a great time in competition, and I run our own, and I could protect the people who are dearest to me, and that's all my students. I love them all, and make sure they don't get hurt, but at the same time, they had amazing fun and amazing fighting skills and do all the great things you can do in a competition without anyone being mentally or physically hurt. So, yeah.
Yeah, you can check on Facebook with all the the videos and the photos of all these sort of events that we've done as well.
Yeah. Facebook, we post things on Facebook regularly, and every event we do, we do post it on Facebook. Saying that, we've just finished, I know it's spoken about certification, we finished a certification not so long ago, as we record this podcast, where we're in, are we still in November?
We're in December now.
We're in December, 1st of December today?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we've just finished our grading, one of our gradings, end of year grading, that was in November of 2014, and yeah, it went really well. And as I say this, I haven't put the pictures up yet. So that's my next thing I've got to do, is put the pictures up.
That's the thing. We keep in touch with what we're doing. And we have film shoot as well, don't we? To keep people in the loop of the Lofi Fitness site.
Film shoot? Yes. Yeah. Yes.
In July.
Yes.
We have summer.
We have film shoot. We had film shoot in July. And that was to film our next wave of videos that we put online. So we have videos. Are we going to change? We're going to film shoot now?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah? Why not? Sure. So we have videos that we put online. Should we cover DVD with this as well?
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
Yeah, sure. So we have videos that we put online, and just so that people all over the world can feel what we do here without having to fork out too much money. So they can go online, they can go on YouTube and put in Club Energize TV, that's what we call it, but the workout is Lofu Fitness. So you get the channel's called Club Energize TV, workout's called Lofu Fitness, and you get all our great workouts, dating way back.
You can get different types of workouts, so it's different intensities. You've got the warm-ups there as well, stretches, again, tutorials I'm going to mention again. Little ab focuses. If you want to work your legs, then it's a super hot leg workout.
Remember that?
The arm, are you going to say the arms?
The arms.
Oh, my God.
If you guys ever go online, if you ladies and gentlemen ever go online, watch the arms.
Not watch, do it.
Do it. Do the arms.
With baked beans.
We got a couple of sisters, Siobhan and Justin. I love those girls. They're great. And you know what? I keep threatening to put the outtakes on, but I can't. I can't, because every time I look at those outtakes, I'm laughing too much and my hand can't move to
I think to we should do a stuff. Whole compilation.
Yeah, one day we do a whole compilation of outtakes. There's some funny ones. And you know, when we do film shoots, it's a ball. It's a real ball.
It's just a good day out.
It's a great day out.
It's challenging, but it's good.
Yeah, but we got it down to a fine art now, yeah?
Yes, we have.
Yeah, we've got it down to a fine art. So as Catherine was saying, we did film shoot, and we shot 4 videos, and they will be coming out in due time. So just look out for those.
Watch this space.
Yeah, so go onto Club Energize Guys TV and check that out. So DVD at the beginning of the year. We actually shot DVD 2013. Yeah, but it was introduced to the world the beginning of 2014. And it's been great. It's our very first DVD.
Having a loaf of fitness in your home.
Yeah, it's called The Beautiful Workout. There's 3 workouts on it. The actual DVD is called A Beautiful Workout. Why don't we call it A Beautiful Workout? Listen, let me tell you this. You see our class in full flow. It looks beautiful. Right. You may have other workouts that can do beautiful things, and I grant you that there are other workouts, some Latin workouts and some jive workouts, and they look great. But the teacher looks great. You see the teacher looks great. You may see one person looking great with the teacher and so on. But what I call the beautiful workout, it's the whole class moving together, swinging together.
It's great to see.
Amazing, isn't it? The whole class punching at the same level. All the arms are tucked in when they do a kick. All the arms are in the right place when they do a punch.
All the turns are the same.
That's why I call it the beautiful workout. When you see it, it's awesome. Yeah, it's totally synchronized. I love synchronization. It's totally synchronized. But unlike line dancing, we do more. I'm sorry, line dancers.
Line dancing is great.
Line dancing is great?
Yeah.
I never tried it. I've always wanted to. I've got a great friend. In fact, there was a couple. Yeah, great couple that did that and kept inviting me. But I never did go.
That's the thing, always try new things. You taught us that.
Of course, try new things.
That's what we did in Blackpool as well.
You've got to remember, I'm contemporary trained, you know. I know I don't look too contemporary now. Clayton Marshall, if you're listening to this, Clayton Marshall, thank you so much for giving me all those contemporary skills. I love you, man. So there's 3 workouts on there. The DVD itself called A Beautiful Workout, and that's how I got into the whole contemporary thing. And then within that, The Beautiful Workout, you've got Easy Fit, which is a nice easy workout just to mould you into things. And then you've got Fantastic, which is a little bit harder. If you think of beginners, medium and advanced, that's exactly how we're working it. And then you've got Super Explosion. So 3 there. Super Explosion is solid. It's this drum and bass, that fast speed that we're talking about, and it hits a sweet spot. But if you're... There's ways of working it, working the DVD, and I often give advice about that, about people who can do Easy Fit, then they could swing into Fantastic, they can go back to Easy Fit, yeah? And then they could jump. You know, there's a way of working this video that mixes up the body and makes the body not get too conditioned to the way it's working. Mm. And that's what the thing, that's what the key thing is. Don't let your body get too conditioned, it gets used to things.
Yeah, don't get in that comfort zone.
There's that word I don't like again.
The comfort zone?
Yeah. Everybody.
Well, it is a comfort zone.
Well, too many people use it. Don't get in a comfort zone. What do I mean about don't get in a comfort zone?
Don't get comfortable.
Yeah, right. Find another word.
I will.
Okay. All right, so that's our DVD. It's awesome. So go through, and the DVD, try and make it personal as well. So I want you to feel like you're in the room with us, and our next DVD would even feel more like that.
Yeah, we do a lot of events though as well, don't we, throughout the year? Things like Maggie's Culture Crawl.
Yeah, I love Maggie's Culture Crawl. I remember one of the things you said that made me laugh. You said this twice on face, on text. Twice you've said this.
Uh-oh. What am I saying?
No, it actually makes me laugh. And I think, well, yeah. when we did, I invite people to do various things. People who I think, who I actually don't think, I know, are great at doing this, have worked with us before. And when I send the text out and I said, this is what we're doing 4 months in advance. And I send this text out, I would send it out to say, if I've got 6 girls in mind, I'll send a text that iMessage to 6 of the 6 girls. And then when a couple of them, two of them say, oh, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. And Catherine just replied to me, she didn't reply in the text, she replied to me, did those guys read the text? And I get what she's saying. I actually get it. That's all you need to say to me, Catherine, because I actually get it. And that's the same thing that we had on Maggie's Craw.
Yeah.
When I invited a particular person. There's certain things I would drop stuff to do. And it just makes you wonder, are these people in this world? I mean, we put on these great events, and these guys would rather go home and drink coffee.
I love coffee.
On your own? Come out to the event, man.
No.
These events are that.
Yeah, exactly.
These events are amazing, and these guys have been invited. That, you know, I don't give people that many chances.
No,
don't give them that many chances. I may give them one other chance, but after that, I'm done. I'm done with them. Anyway, yeah. So that is Maggie's Culture Crawl. Can we tell them about Maggie's Culture Crawl?
Yeah, it's basically what happens is throughout the night. There's a walk around London looking at all of the theatre and drama and basically the cultural highlights throughout the night of London. And it's all about, isn't it, cancer? And we're helping people with cancer?
It's helping people
not recover, but deal with cancer and cancer issues.
Yeah, is it terminally?
Yeah.
Yeah? And it helps them deal with that. How? I don't know. But if you Google,
yeah, what Maggie's, is it? Maggie's Culture Crawl.
Yeah.
It's a culture.
Yeah.
Music, arts and drama.
Hmm. Then you'll get all the information. I do that because it's a good cause. And plus the girls who run it now, or partly run it, supported me back in the 90s when I was teaching classes. They used to come, and they used to travel from all over, because I was in Surrey, and they used to travel from Clapham. And if you know London at all, they came from Clapham all the way out to Raynes Park, which is not quite Surrey, it's still in London. So Clapham's in London, but Raynes Park is on a kind of different side of part of London. And yeah, they travelled away to come to my class. So that's Maggie's Culture Crawl. What else? Yeah.
Well, the most recent one we did in Blackpool, Rigby Hall Village.
With what?
Rigby Hall Village in Blackpool.
Rigby Hall Village.
Yes, say that fast 3 times.
Yeah, we touched on Blackpool earlier because we said about Vegas, but yeah, we went to Blackpool, and there, that was Lydia Campbell's event. Lydia asked me to do this event last year, and certain things didn't pan out, and we couldn't do it. It clashed with our timetable. But I said, I said to Lydia that we will be able to do it next year, and we were good to it. We were good to our promise, and we went up there. Four of us went up there. It was me, Catherine. Kate Lane. I said Catherine twice. There weren't two Catherines. I'll start again. It was me, Catherine, Kate Lane, and Karen Morris. And we went up there and we did 3 workouts. We had a stand promoting our events, predominantly certification, because there's a lot of teachers that go to these events. There's about 5 or 6 of these big aerobic fitness workout events throughout a country, and Lydia Campbell's Fit Camp, it's called. So Google that for next time they're having their event. Fit Camp, Google it. So she had her event, and we went there and we rocked. we rocks. Yeah. These people have never done our workout before. And in fact, remember we started that when we did that, the last one in the massive hall, the huge hall, we were the second people on, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, second people on, because a lot of these guys that are presenting there, they know them. They've been presenting there for years and years and years. And in fact, I used to present at another fitness convention, which is also in Blackpool, when some previous owner, Roger and Jan Filburn, owned it. And that was about 20 years ago. When I went on this one, it was more or less the same guys, the same presenters. But they didn't look as good as me. They need to. Well, that's the thing, you see. That's the thing. If you present and present and present and don't teach, you're showing people what you do. You're not doing what you do.
Mm.
And they're not training themselves. And I'm surprised, really, on how the condition that some of them are in. But they still turn out the numbers and they still get big numbers. So, hey, good luck to them. You know, that's great to see. And that was awesome. It was an awesome day. But coming back to our workout, we were in this big hall. This hall was
like a gym hall, a little sports hall.
Yeah, huge. And we started off and there was about 10 people. And it may sound okay to some of you guys, but it's like 10 people on a football court or on pitch. No matter what football pitch, any football pitch. There's 10 people in there with one instructor down at the end crying out, asking them to do the workout. And then we started, I just said to my girls, hey, you know what? This is what it is. It is what it is. Let's do our thing. So I started working out and there were a whole bunch of people going through the hall to do another class. And when they saw what we did, they stopped. They said, hey, you know what? I'm not going to go and do that dance class. I'm going to come back here, right back here, and do what this guy's doing.
It's just more and more people.
More and more people. Yeah. We ended up with about 60, 70 people in that hall.
That's amazing, yeah.
Yeah, it was great. It was great. I put a little clip of it online. Did I put it online?
Yes, you have. Yeah.
If you go onto Facebook, you'll see...
On our Lofu page.
On the Lofu page, you go on Facebook and you'll find it. It's Fit Camp 2014, I think I've named it. But you'll find it if you do that. And... great, it was a great workout. Catherine and Kate Lane was on stage and Karen was manning the fort, as you say. And it was an awesome workout. Loved it. There's introducing these guys to what we do is
it's just a big buzz from it.
Nothing better.
It's great, yeah.
Yeah. Nothing better than that. And it was good for you lot as well, because as I said, I met up with Lydia Campbell just a few days ago and I said to her, it was good for you lot because you can see what the difference between a teacher and a presenter.
Because
you were seeing all presenters that day.
Yes.
There is a difference, but this is why I'm saying that when I say to you, you girls, I want to train you to be presenter standard, you know what I'm talking about now.
Yeah.
Because regardless of how the guys looked on stage, and yeah, there were some out of shape people, they had presence.
Yes.
Yes?
Definitely.
They had presence. Some people would do things that you wouldn't do,
mm-hmm.
i.e. face away a lot, but maybe that's the nature of their workout.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's the nature of them. It works for them.
Yeah.
But either way, you have to have the showmanship.
Yes.
You have to have the presence. You have to have the charisma. You have to have all that stuff. Being a presentation, being a presenter, a fitness presenter, and being a teacher are two different things.
Mm-hmm.
Not everyone could jump into the mold. But you want to aim to be the presenter because... theoretically, a presenter will make you a better teacher.
Of course, yeah.
Better teacher.
I think the only last sort of big event that we had was in summer, Lofu in the Park for kids.
Yeah, Lofu in the Park was...
I don't have kids, so I don't know. Just seen the video, the photos.
Yeah, Lofu in the Park was really good. We didn't know what to expect and... we were a bit naughty because we didn't hire the park space because I didn't want to go hire in a park space and they charged a whole load of money and then it didn't work out. So we just went to the park and plus we hired a park space and it rains, you've got to have an alternative plan. You've got to have a hall nearby just for standby or something to that effect. We didn't have any of that. So we didn't hire the park, and we just partying. Fun in the park was just loafing in the park. We did some workouts, played some games. There is my place where I told you where I am is in a place called Reigate. You can look it up on the map if you're not in the UK and see how far I am from London. I'm just on the edge of the M25, which is a road that runs around the whole of London, and we have a park in Reigate called Priory Park, and it's the most beautiful, delightful, glorious park you will ever see. It's gorgeous, and it's this so much going on there in a nice way. It's not like a circus where you're so busy. It's like a circus. It's very British. It's very British. It's the only way I can put it.
Mm-hmm.
Very country, very British, and country as in UK country, and very there's lots of lovely cakes and ice creams, and there's a beautiful park where the kids can. When I say a park, like a kids' park where they can swings, there's swings there, there's a sand, there's a slide, there's a big pirate ship in the middle of this thing. Yeah, it's great.
Wow.
It's great. And so
I need to go there.
Yeah, you'd like it. You'd like it. Yeah, you'd like it. I hear that you got a new boyfriend, right? A new guy.
No.
Yeah? Well,
no.
She hasn't got a new guy. But if you get a new guy, then, and you want to do something different,
yes,
take him to park. Pop okay. into me for some tea.
Okay.
When you do that, yeah?
I will. Darjeeling, sure? Or Earl Grey?
I'm giving you the tea.
Okay. Then it's green tea.
Well, in fact...
What do you have? Should I bring the tea?
Well, that's what I was going to say. You always give... I haven't bought tea in a long time because I get all my tea from you.
Supplied.
You've spoiled me now, because if I buy tea, it ain't going to taste as nice as what you give me.
Aww.
So, okay. You know,
if you move
away, I fear I'm going to have to be spending some big bucks on tea. I'm frightened now. You just made me nervous. Don't move away.
Back to tea bags.
Stay in the country. Stay in the country. Well, I'll never go back to tea bags. I'll always stay with my loose tea. But
it's good.
Yeah. It's great. I feel better as well.
Good.
I feel better as well for it. Seriously.
That's very good.
Hmm. So fun in the park was just fun in the park, and we look after our kids, and we love our kids, and we like to get our kids involved in a lot of the stuff we do. I won't say all of it, but a lot of the stuff we do. And as I said to you earlier on, with our children working out alongside the adults, there's nothing beautiful more beautiful than that. But you know what this girl told me once? She said you don't want children. It's a crime.
I want to go travelling instead.
How could travelling compare to... You could do both?
Maybe.
Name a place do you want to go to?
Well, firstly, all of Europe. I need to do
Name a place to where you want to go to. First place if it comes to your head.
Sweden.
Been there. Name another place.
Barcelona.
Been there.
Australia.
Been there.
Been there, done that.
Do you know why I've been to all these places? I told you this before.
Because you managed your time very well.
No.
Take kids.
Well, I did that as well. I was married to an ex-cabin crew.
Oh, yes.
I was married to an ex-British Airways...
So I need to find myself cabin crew.
She's not ex-British Airways. She's still British Airways. Pam, nice girl. I like her a lot. We just couldn't get it together for some reason or another. But I was lucky to travel and go to a lot of trips with her. A lot of this was done before I had kids as well. You know, a lot of this was done... I used to go on trips with her. She would be flying out to Australia, and she would be back in 3 or 4 days, a bit longer than that, and I'll go with her. The only place I didn't want to go was South Africa, but back then South Africa was apartheid country. Yeah. I didn't want to go there because I don't agree with that system. But a lot of the other places, I didn't go to India. I wanted to go to India, but I heard some stories about coming back ill, and I had to come back and teach, so
yeah.
I didn't fancy that. And a lot of places in Africa I didn't go as well, because I heard the same thing, come back ill.
Oh, don't say that. I want to go visit loads of coffee plantations.
Listen, you can go to these places. but get your advice.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, get your advice. And be smart
about it.
Yeah, and get your bottle. Don't say, when the guy comes, in a waiter comes back to you, and you ask him if it's bottled water, and he says yes, don't listen to him. Buy your bottle of water,
yes,
from the supermarket, and you open it yourself and drink it.
Okay. Yeah.
So there's loads of things that people have told me. But out of all the places I've been to with Pam, I'll never forget Brazil. That is the place.
I want to go to Brazil.
That is the place. Yeah. That is the place. So great country. People. Great country, great people. We do not have any instructors in Brazil, so we want some instructors out there. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yes. So is there anything we got to cover here?
No. I guess what's happening next?
Well, yeah. I think we kind of covered most of that because as we went on along, we were telling people.
Training day.
Yeah, we got training day coming up. We've got training day, certification, and where can people find you? If they want to find you online.
Find me. I'm on Facebook, but I'm under a different name, Kit Kat Razzle Dazzle, as always.
So tell them again so they can all hear.
Kit Kat Razzle Dazzle, or if you go via the Lofu page, I will be on there.
Okay, and you can find me on Facebook. Well, you're on Twitter as well, aren't you?
I am on Twitter.
Give me your Twitter account. Give me your Twitter name.
My Twitter name is Razzamuffins. That's double Z and muffins. Razzamuffins.
Okay. I'm also on Twitter, and you can find me on Lofu. Is it Lofu Fitness?
Lofu Fitness, no.
It's a Lofu Fitness. You can find me on getting on Lofu Fitness. You can also get me via my personal Facebook page. I don't put pictures of my children and waking up in the morning and having breakfast and stuff like that. It's not my thing. So
it's
my
Instagram, right?
So my Facebook page is open to everybody. I friend everybody because I love you all. So, and that's the Simply Noel Smith. And you can also find me on Club Energize. I have another Facebook page which is tapped into both me and a few others, and answer that one. And that's simply Lofu, not Club Energize. Say Club Energize, it's Lofu. So the page is Lofu.
But if anything, just go onto the website and you've got the Meet the Team page there, and you can see all of our instructors and where to find, how to contact, and what's best for you.
Yeah. And over a period of time, we'll be setting up this system better so that you will have more interaction with Catherine and I and whoever else decides to join us. And I think we've covered everything now.
I mean, we want to do the podcast once a month.
Yeah, this podcast is our very first podcast. Yes. No, what is it called, Catherine?
It is the Lofu Fitness Lifestyle.
Great name. And we'll be talking all things Lofu Fitness, all things lifestyle. And you will just tune in and hear from us. Now, you probably won't get anything from us before the holiday period. So,
holiday. Tell us more.
All right, signing out, Catherine.